This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Corporations love to appear as good citizens, making high-profile donations to good causes that give them the veneer of being charitable and doing their bit. But notice how the donations are always high-profile? Much effort and expense goes into the publicity of charitable donations. In other words, charity is just another form of marketing. For some years now, one of the world's biggest corporations, McDonald's, has been making donations to public schools, and the gimmick is this. Teachers serve fast food to students and families at a local McDonald's restaurant. They promote the event, they wear branded t-shirts, and at the end of the night, the often impoverished school gets a cut of the sales. Now, 30,000 people have signed a petition demanding that McDonald's end the so-called McTeacher's Night program. Joining me to discuss it is Kristen Strader. She's the campaign coordinator for Commercial Alert with the group Public Citizen. Welcome to the show, Kristen.
Sonali, thank you so much for having us on.
Thanks so much for joining us. How do you explain how these McTeacher's Nights work? I basically gave a very brief overview, but basically is that it? That the teachers promote the events and the students and the families show up, they get fed, and then they get at the end of the night, not just all the sales, but just a cut of the sales. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's essentially exactly it. The teachers and the students themselves actually do all of the marketing for the night. And so McDonald's, what they do is they allow this to happen on a night when they would normally not be very busy. So maybe a Tuesday or a Wednesday night. So what they do is they have the teachers and the students market for them and bring in sales for that night. And so they give them a very small portion of sales at the end of the night. But really, they're profiting more so than they would have without McTeacher's Nights. And then they're also getting the free marketing from the teachers, the free labor from the teachers, and then the students end up coming back to McDonald's because they have a brand loyalty associated with McDonald's. Because ultimately, students trust their teachers and they believe that what their teachers are telling them is what's right for them. So they end up coming back and thinking that McDonald's food is what they should be eating.
So in a way, does this program take advantage of the bond between teacher and students or the bond between teachers and families to brand McDonald's?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. What McDonald's is doing is they're preying upon a couple of different things. The budget needs of schools, the emotions of teachers, who really are also the victims here. It's not just the students. The teachers want only to do what's right for their students, and they want to provide resources for their students and do the right thing. So they feel pressured to bring in extra money, and this is one way to do it, although it's not the right way to do it or the best way to do it. And they're also preying upon the vulnerability of students who trust their teachers.
So I want to play for you and our audience a video that McDonald's uses as a promotional for its program. This is a video for these so-called McTeacher's Nights that was found on McDonald's website.
It's more than a fundraiser. It engages our community and our families. We all have a meal together, and it's just a really simple event to have.
I put up a sign-up sheet in the lounge, and space is filled up right away. I think anything was like, where we have to work in the back and make the food, but really the kids are so excited to see their teachers outside of school.
So we got teacher shirts a couple days before our event at school. We did intercom announcements before the kids got out of their classroom. We had it on our marquee, and then we made it fun while we were there. We had balloons, we had streamers. Our owl is our district mascot, so we had our owl there handing out little pencils and treats. It was just a lot of fun, and the teachers made it so great.
The McDonald's staff was super helpful, so we just sort of got to greet people and spend time with families, and that was really nice. One teacher I know worked the drive-thru, and she enjoyed it so much, she was there for like 3 hours. Like, we didn't know that she was still even back there. Some people helped back behind the scenes, and some people took a tour of McDonald's, which they really enjoyed.
I think everyone who tours that McDonald's kitchen and looks inside their freezer and looks inside their refrigerator they're surprised and they're impressed. They walk inside the refrigerator and they see a wide range of fresh food. They see whole eggs, they see vegetables, they see sliced tomatoes and bags of lettuce and chopped up onions, and they see milk and yogurt. These are foods that we have in all of our refrigerators.
And that is a video on McDonald's website that promotes the so-called McTeachers Night. So this is an interesting video where you had teachers very excitedly talking about how they've turned their entire school, it looked like, into a giant billboard for McDonald's in promoting the upcoming event. And then the video had this really interesting pivot, Kristen, where all of a sudden it went from talking about how great it was and the event was so much fun to talking about how good McDonald's food was, how healthy it was. I'd love your thoughts on this video.
Yeah, well, it's very clear that McDonald's food is not healthy. And, you know, it's really heartbreaking. If you go onto YouTube, you can search McTeachers Nights and see some videos of what actually goes on. And there are clips of, you know, the fryers and the oil, the French fries, and you see the teachers handing this food to the students. And it's heartbreaking because they think they're doing the right thing, but really they're just handing students extremely unhealthy food. It's well known that McDonald's food is unhealthy. And it's particularly awful right now because we are facing an obesity crisis among children. The CDC says that obesity has more than doubled in children in the last 30 years. So this is a really serious problem right now and something that we need to protect children from and not be serving them unhealthy McDonald's food.
Now, Kristen, even if for some reason McDonald's decided to make its food healthy, say McDonald's decided tomorrow that it was going to start serving really healthy food, would it still be right? I mean, this is a huge corporation with huge amounts of money and profits. And there's a whole aspect to the story about, you know, workers not getting paid enough who work at McDonald's restaurants. And for this massive corporation to use children, teachers, and families as branding and marketing just seems wrong. If they wanted to really help out schools, there's nothing to stop McDonald's from simply making charitable contributions anonymously or even publicly. Just give them a check if you really cared about the schools, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And really, it doesn't matter what McDonald's is serving. It's worse because they're serving unhealthy food, but ultimately, teachers shouldn't be used as brand ambassadors for any product at all.
What do you make of the fact that a lot of the teachers get very excited about this project? Is that to you, and even the students, is that to you an indication or a symbol of how impoverished our schools are? I mean, the fact that these schools, these teachers, who just want, most of them, what's best for their kids. Maybe that money is going to be used to, you know, take the kids on a field trip or to buy a new really important piece of equipment. Is this a symbol of how impoverished our schools are and how badly we as a society are failing them in terms of funding?
I think that that is part of it, but that McDonald's is really taking advantage of that and knowing that even schools that aren't struggling so much, any additional money that they can use to go on a field trip or to buy additional supplies, they're going to want to take that opportunity. So McDonald's knows that and they're exploiting that fact.
Now, tell us about the petition.
The ways that schools can be raising money, and yeah, we ultimately, you know, funding schools is a problem, but there are other ways that schools could be raising money, like doing movie screenings with popcorn, a bake sale, a play, maybe a way that involves students in a way that helps them learn something positive rather than teaching them an unhealthy behavior.
Tell us about the petition that your organization, Public Citizen, gathered signatures for in collaboration with several other organizations. Who exactly is upset about this issue? And I understand teachers' unions are also involved?
Yeah, so this is a coalition partnership with Campaign for Commercial Free Childhood, Corporate Accountability International, and it's supported by over 50 local and state teachers' unions. So we gathered over 30,000 petition signatures, and those were delivered on Tuesday to McDonald's. And then today, Thursday, they had their shareholders meeting, which they have every year. And we had intended on coming, several of us, and raising the question to McDonald's, why are you still doing this? Why are you marketing to children? And please stop doing it. But unfortunately, they did everything they could to silence those voices today. And they actually prohibited proxies from entering their shareholders meeting. But I did listen into the meeting, and there were a couple of people who were able to raise their voices about this. And there was actually one thing that someone said that I thought was really impactful. And it was a gentleman who thought he was making a positive comment. And he stood up, and I think this was probably in response to the McTeachers Night's petitions and to people speaking out against McDonald's marketing to children. But he said, I have 8 children and I have 20 grandchildren, and they love your commercials, and they do not think that you're marketing to children. So really, in him saying that, he proved the problem in itself, which is that people don't realize they're being marketed to. These children don't realize they're being marketed to.
Right, exactly. So when you have that kind of marketing happening to children, you're basically exposing minds that are too young to be able to discern or have that kind of media literacy between what's a commercial, you know, a company trying to sell you something, versus a company or an institution trying to do good. And that is another thing that people take it, or corporations take advantage of, which is why there are groups like Campaign for Commercial Free Childhood, right? Because the idea that children are, you know, that it's okay for children to be subjected to relentless amounts of advertising has been challenged by child advocacy groups, by psychologists, by parents. And so this is something that, and there's a broader conversation around having any kind of marketing in our public schools. It's not just McDonald's. There are other corporations as well that have advertising in schools, etc. And there's been a long sort of outcry around that, right? Isn't this a bigger problem than just McDonald's?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So with the commercial alert campaign that I run, we've done things like we've written letters to schools asking them to not have things like Coca-Cola advertised on their stadium billboards, or there was something called bus radio where there were advertisements airing on school buses. We're also working to get advertisements, alcohol advertisements, off of the public transportation system in New York, because children use the public transportation system to get to and from school. So marketing as a whole, especially targeted towards children, is a much bigger problem. And like you were saying, children under the age of 12, they just don't have the cognitive ability to distinguish between what is an advertisement and what is just a fact when they are faced with these types of marketing tactics.
So what is McDonald's response to all of this? Have they responded? Because I understand teachers' unions last October began contacting McDonald's and saying, you've got to stop this. Now with this petition of more than 30,000 people being delivered, has McDonald's had any response? Are they sticking to their line that this is just them being good corporate citizens, you know, basically donating millions of dollars in charity to these schools?
Yeah, they've remained rather apathetic about it. They aren't changing their policies as of now. Granted, we did just deliver these signatures a couple of days ago, and the shareholders meeting was today. So hopefully, with us continuing to push on this issue, they will change. But as of now, they are sticking with what they've been doing. They say that they're helping out the community, and they don't see it as a problem.
And so what do you want for listeners and viewers to do about this? What are you recommending that the public do about this? I mean, I'm sure there's people among our audience with children in public schools. Maybe they themselves have seen this in their own kids' schools, you know, kids coming home with flyers advertising McDonald's. And of course, parents feel obligated. You know, if I take my kids to McDonald's, even if I've never taken them before, even if I try to protect them from junk food, I should be part of the school community, support my school, because eating at McDonald's on this one night means that my school might get a donation. So what do you want for people to do to sort of counter this very strong pressure from a very big company like McDonald's?
Sure. Well, your listeners can become involved with our petition, they can write op-eds to the newspaper, but if they are involved in a particular public school that's doing this, they can go to the PTA and speak out against it. They can speak with individual teachers, the principal, really raise awareness among the community, because the more people who understand this issue, the better chance we have of getting this type of marketing away from students and protecting them from corporations like McDonald's who only want to make money off of them.
And you bring up a good point. Often it's the schools that do approach these companies. You see companies, fast food chains in particular, advertising, you know, if you'd like to hold a fundraiser at our restaurant, contact us. And the schools do go to them because, as we mentioned earlier, they're strapped for cash. And so maybe it's just an issue of also education and awareness among the school community and parents that this isn't the most constructive way to raise funds for one school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think a lot of it has to do with misinformation and not understanding the issue and why it is a problem. So for your listeners who are passionate about this, speaking up about it and educating other parents in your community, educating teachers, and even more importantly, talking to the children about it, explaining to them that this is a corporation advertising to you because they want you to buy something. So really breaking down what advertising is can help not just with the McDonald's issue, but with the greater problem of marketing to children. When children understand what advertising is, that can really help.
Right, so use it as a teaching opportunity to teach kids media literacy. Kristen, give out a website for Public Citizen.
Yeah, well, for Commercial Alert, our website is commercialalert.org. And you can check out the other campaigns we're working on as well.
Commercialalert.org, and then Public Citizen's website is citizen.org. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sonalia.
Kristen Strader is the campaign coordinator for Commercial Alert with the group Public Citizen. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. You can watch all of the videos of our interview on our website, as well as listen to MP3s. And you can find us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at RU with Sonali.